Yes, my name is John Rosato. My company is Southwest Strategies Group. We've been a development company in Austin since 1982, and I'm a principal of Southwest Strategies Group, and I was a managing partner of the Sehome redevelopment team. The Sehome Power Plant project was a redevelopment of the old Austin power plant. It was from 1952 to 1992. It provided the electricity for the city of Austin. And the whole purpose of the project was to save the historic, iconic power plant building and the stacks that go along with it, which you'll see if you're walking around in the plaza. This is the first time for the largest historic building that the city has entered into a public-private partnership with a private developer for the sole purpose of redeveloping the area, but mainly for preserving the iconic power plant building. The building itself had its own development challenges. It's about 120,000 square foot building with 80,000 square feet below grade. So as you walk around, you can kind of look inside. There's some skylights on the plaza side, which you can look down into and see some of the lower areas of the power plant. It is 100% office use now, and it probably will continue that way. Although there was a dream early on that it would become a retail kind of faneuil hall type structure. And I'm sure as Austin grows, that type of retail facility might be something that would fit into Sehome in another iteration. In addition to the power plant, there's a 600 car underground garage. That's under the plaza and the low-rise two-story office retail building that houses Trader Joe's grocery store and then several other retail users and a second floor office user of about 25,000 square feet. The last piece of the project was a tower, which 30-story tower, 272 condominium units, retail on the ground floor. Most notably is True Food Kitchen on the ground floor. There's office space on the second floor, about 5,000 square feet of office space, and then the rest are residential structures, residential units. The project began in for us in 2004. There had been a previous set, there had been about 8 year debate in the city of what to do with the power plant, and then Austin Energy was going to tear it down. And at that point, a group led by an architect at the University of Texas started to save the power plant, Save Sehome organization. And a lot of ideas came up about what the city should do with it. Finally, in 2004, they put out an RFP asking for a development partner. We competed with about five other companies. Our company, Sehome Redevelopment, was structured as pretty much an all-Austin firm team. Southwest Strategies Group, my company, along with STG Architects, local company, Capital Project Management, and several other local company structures, engineering firms. And we worked on a MDA, which turned out to be the most challenging part of the project. After a lot of public presentations and various charrettes, we were selected. It took about 2 years in that process to be selected as the team that would do the project. At that time, we started working on, what the development process would be. There were several challenges. One was the power plant had some PCB contamination, and the ground around it had some oil contamination from the railroad. The city had to clean that up. That became a major project with EPA and TCNC to clean up the property and get what's called by the EPA a ready for reuse certificate. As we worked through that and the design process, we went through various iterations of what would be configured there and finally found landed on the idea of the power plant with office and the tower being a residential condominium tower. We had a lot of interest from people coming in from out of town through the chamber companies, high-tech companies looking at the power plant that were very interested just because it was such a unique structure in such a unique location. There were several interesting things about the power plant. We worked for about a year on a major rainwater collection system where all of the rainwater falling on the site, on the buildings, was redirected and stored in pipes and underground storage facilities that were all part of the original power plants. We just turned those things around from taking water out of the lake into the power plant for cooling purposes. We turned that around, blocked it off at the lake, and filled it all up with rainwater capture. This allowed us about 300,000 gallons of rainwater capture, allows the site to be irrigated with rainwater through a 4-month drought if need be. And we won a state award for the rainwater capture program that we put in place. The partnership that had to be put together, because this is a very unique project, our local partnership partnered with a large REIT out of California to come in and provide a good portion of the funding. And that partnership really proved to be very successful, and we're really happy with that accommodation. During the process of what we were working on to get Sehome ready, areas around Sehome started to come back alive. We had gone through a bit of a economic turndown in 2008 with the kind of actual international meltdown of the markets in 2007-8. And so as we were planning what we had, Sehome became kind of the epicenter of what's considered the Sehome district now. And most of the buildings that you see around us, including the library, were all developed during our construction or after our construction. The condominiums, the library, there's apartment complexes, office buildings, and those projects of like over $2 billion worth of projects that actually developed in the Sehome district once we started working on how to convert this power plant. I mean, before, when we started in 2004, when the RFP went out, this was 7 acres, kind of an abandoned industrial site, essentially. And next to us was another 7 or 10 acres of a water treatment facility for the city. So this is very much a different atmosphere here and has transitioned incredibly to a very important part of downtown at this point. The new public library was an important feature. And also we had to work diligently with city council and Austin Streets to make sure that the bridge, the Second Street bridge, went in over the creek and essentially brought a real connection, completed the grid to the power plant from downtown, and that really cemented the relationship of downtown. I mean, from one end of Sector Street, you've got the Sehome Power Plant. The other end, you've got the Austin Convention Center. So this really did become a real integral part of the downtown. It's taken quite a while for a lot of those projects to fill up. We were the first project to come back online, or to come online as a condominium project. There had been 5 years before us that there were no condominium buildings being built and not much activity, again, because of the economic downturn that occurred in 2008 and those years. And so when we went to sell condos in 2015, the entire tower was sold out within 10 days. It was just a tremendous amount of backlog for downtown residential. The only thing, and I say this all the time when I've done various presentations to groups that might be involved in some public-private ventures like this that may be challenging and long-term and require a master development agreement with the city of Austin when you start, as we learned in this process, it is extremely important for whatever the agreement is with the city or the public entity, it needs to have the flexibility in it to be able to change as the market changes. Because if you're in the middle of something for development and completion, 10, 15 year process, the market changes greatly. And so what happens may need to change at that site. And we had to go through several iterations because of the market in terms of what we wanted to put here and what we finally wound up putting here. And that's just for the people who might be involved in that in the future. That's an important thing to make sure to understand, that you need some flexibility in the process.